I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hour number three on a magnificent football Monday. 3M, three words that start with M. Magnificent football and Monday. Spent the first 2 hours of the show going over week number 7, NFL Sunday in the National Football League. And then Ken and I went through every single game on the board for week number 8. Pen, pencil, blood, or blank. I absolutely love doing that here on Magnificent Football Mondays. Coming up 20 minutes from now, it's day 1 of Lockmas. So put your little hand in mine. Ken's takes on college football from the weekend, spinning it forward, Heisman Trophy and national championship race. And the Power Hour starts 40 minutes from now. We just got too much sports, which is awesome. We got to hit the NHL. We got to hit the NBA. Early thoughts on the World Series, Braves and the Astros. And then, of course, side total props for the Saints and the Seahawks. So no way we can fit that into just 1 hour. So we will start the Power Hour 40 minutes from right now. So Bill, I think you've done it already, but my apologies if so, but let's get a nice promo tweet saying that Power Hour is starting early. Bill's NHL plays will start on the NBA 40 minutes from right now. But we start hour number one, or hour number three rather, with the first segment. Segment number one of hour number three right now.
We do that with our pal.
Yeah. People got it. Probably need some days off.
March
1 day a week
sounds doing pretty good, right?
I guess it does. So we start hour number three here with our pal Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper. Joins us every Monday here on You Better You Bet. Absolutely love having him on the show. He is on Twitter at @whale_capper, NBC Sports Edge, and the Deep Dive Podcast with our pal Andy Molitor, talking about the week to come in the National Football League. Whale, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It's Nick and Ken here on BetQL. Magnificent Football Monday. How did week 7 treat you and yours?
Ooh, man, NFL's been tough. I'll be honest. Been getting my teeth kicked in. And for the most part, doesn't matter if you have 3 points of closing line value or you need one more field goal to get your over. It's been a tough season for me, no matter how I slice it. And so not playing with a ton of confidence looking at the board for week 8, although I do think we are due for a much more entertaining week of football. At least I'm hoping.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we're all hoping that, as people who watched like the 1 p.m. slate of Red Zone, the games that were supposed to be good were blowouts. The 4 p.m. slate basically ended early. I joked they had to show the touchdown montage probably multiple times before they got to Sunday Night Football. It was just wasn't a great week of football. But well, I kind of want to put you on the spot a little bit just because we've had news during this show and I would love kind of your initial reaction to it. I'm sure you've seen it already because I know you and Andy and the guys over at Deep Dive and BetSports and everything you're betting NFL early in the week just like I am and paying attention for this stuff. But this Davante Adams COVID-less thing for the Thursday night football game between Green Bay and Arizona. So Arizona was hanging out about 3.5 at home. The Adams news comes out. We've seen 5.5 at our show sponsor Bet Rivers. I'm not sure, honestly, because we've been doing the show, I'm not sure every market is even open yet or what the adjustment is going to be everywhere. When people start betting it, I'm also not sure where it's going to go. So anywhere you kind of want to take this, where you expect the line to close, how you value Adams, what you were going to do prior and now kind of your takes, just anything you want to kind of note here on Thursday night football now that we've had this breaking news with Davante Adams.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of leaning Arizona. Obviously, the best of that number is long gone. There was some pretty sharp action on Arizona this morning before any of this, and I don't think that was influenced by people having an inside information on his availability. Certainly, this is – I mean, you're running out of reasons to doubt Arizona at this point. Pretty obviously, they weathered the absence of their coach from COVID against the Cleveland Browns perfectly fine. They were missing Chandler Jones in that game as well. It didn't matter. They generated as much pass rush as they felt like they needed other ways. And realistically, Kyler Murray is performing at a level, even through injury, that is pretty clearly top 5 in the NFL right now. The Green Bay defense is just, you know, to put it kindly, they're frauds. The number, you know, giving up 10 points to Washington football team yesterday was not a true result of how badly they beat the breaks off of, you know, how badly they were exposed defensively, I thought, in that game. You had a number of red zone fluky outcomes in the red zone here for Washington that made that game seem more lopsided than it was. I'm not sure who had a better beat yesterday between Green Bay Packers, I mean, between Washington backers or the over backers, because both were incredibly, you know, not true results relative to the way the game was played. And, you know, there's no help arriving anytime soon for Green Bay, especially on a short week. Ton of defensive injuries across this, you know, the front seven, especially, you know, they can really only generate a pass rush with Gary at this point, and they're really only stopping the run with Kenny Clark. And if you have any kind of positive performance from your offensive line for Arizona, you can neutralize those two guys. You're going to give Kyler Murray time to absolutely pick the secondary apart. Secondary is pretty weak in the absence of Jay Alexander. And, you know, even beyond that, guys who you would otherwise think of as, you know, easy to pick on, even, you know, the Kevin Kings of the world, even they are not playing fully healthy. So, yeah, I think this is likely one-way traffic for Arizona. The market has moved relatively aggressively against Green Bay. It's out to six. That, in my opinion, is a move that is reasonably fair for missing the most important player that's not Aaron Rodgers for Green Bay. But I think it even has underlying probably some speculation that we're going to have more issues with Green Bay. They're taking some pretty aggressive steps to, you know, keep their facility in lockdown on this short week. Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, is going to be missing the game with his COVID issues. So it's, I think there is probably more to come. I think Green Bay is in a really, really bad spot. And, you know, at this point, I'm surprised they're taking bets on Arizona, but you can get pretty decent limit size. This is down on Arizona at about a six right now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, what's your favorite look on the board early on here for week 8 in the National Football League?
Oh, man. I mean, the sides that I have value.
It's been that good of a season, huh? Great, it's been going that well? What's your favorite look? Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, no.
Well, the icy cold hands of death. Right.
I mean, you know what I'm about to say. I'm about to tell you it's the Jets, which is absolutely insane. But this line, it can't possibly be right. The Jets were on the look ahead. Cincinnati was a 4-point favorite, and that was fair. Cincinnati is clearly a class above the Jets. There's no denying this. The Jets lose their quarterback. Mike White, I thought, did a fine job in replacement minutes, even though, you know, the team itself got beat like a drum against the Patriots. And there's been a 6-point adjustment here. And Cincinnati's third week in a row on the road, coming off the biggest win in franchise history for a lot of these young players and a lot of these new faces. It's too many points. They shouldn't, you know, Cincinnati's not good enough to be 2-score favorites on the road against any team in the NFL. Even the Houston Texans, I don't think they're good enough to be 10-point favorites against them on the road. The Cincinnati spot is just, this is a sell high for them. You got to get in bed with Mike White in replacement minutes for the Jets to do it, which is horrific. But I took the 10 points this morning, and it's going to be a long week of waiting for this game to be in the books.
I just love it. It's like, how's your season gone? Oh, absolutely disastrous. Give me a look for this week. I bet on Mike White quarterbacking the New York Jets. I mean, just the funeral procession apparently starting already on week 8. It's just really funny. I mean, I said it was Jets or nothing for me in the game too. Well, to be fair, I'm not knocking the bet. Just it's really funny that when you're having a bad season, like it's like my season's been like really mediocre with a ton of beats, and it's like, oh, so what did you bet? Philly -3, and it's like, oh no, like, oh god, what a disaster. Like that's another game that's set up to be just a train wreck. I want to ask you about one of the bigger games on the card, Sunday Night Football. Nick and I spent a little bit of time on it, but fascinated to really kind of get as many opinions as possible on Dallas at Minnesota. Like, really interesting game, really interesting market move with both teams off a bye, Dallas taking the early money out to about 2.5 in most places, total 53.5. So, you know, two of the kind of playoff contending teams we have in the NFC this year. Dallas, a small road favorite. What are you doing with Cowboys Vikings, if anything?
Yeah, I was part of the early money on Dallas here. This was another weird market because the look ahead was Dallas -2. And then with both teams on bye, it opened up a pick'em. So for some reason, Minnesota warranted a 2-point upgrade or Dallas a 2-point downgrade when nothing happened. And so I figured, okay, well, this is clearly going to get bet in the direction of Dallas. I'll just grab this number now. So I'm on that side. I think even at 2.5, it's not a huge difference, really. This is mostly a bet against, you know, the Minnesota defense. And, you know, Dallas's offense is absolutely elite. This is a top, you know, top five in the NFL with clear distinction. And they're getting more players back. It looks like we may see Gallup available in the passing game. They have so many multiple ways they can hurt you, you know, through the air. And this Minnesota defense, they've had some fine performances this season, but it's been against teams who really couldn't hit you, you know, really couldn't attack you down the field. And this is, it's just a perfectly balanced mix attack that Dallas brings into this game, playing on the fast turf. Basically everything about this, you know, suggests that Dallas is going to get into the, you know, into the 30s. And yes, it's tough to, you know, I don't love putting Kirk Cousins in comeback mode against you. You know, he kind of thrives in that role for whatever reason. You know, it tends to be the game state for the Minnesota Vikings is they play a little conservatively through the first half of football. They find themselves down 7 points, and then Kirk Cousins takes over and does, you know, does what he does with his unbelievable duo of wide receivers. I think you're going to need to see some growth and some continued improvement from this Dallas Cowboys defense to feel good about this bet. But ultimately, my fare on this one was Dallas -3, so I got the early number on the Cowboys.
You bet. BetQL, Magnificent Football Monday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, talking Week 8 of the National Football League with our good pal Drew Densick, the Whale Capper, NBC Sports Edge, the Deep Dive Podcast on Twitter at @Whale_Capper. Whale, I want to ask you about this Titans-Colts game, which both Ken and I think is extremely fascinating. Like, basically, like, de facto AFC South Championship game for Tennessee, where they would have the head-to-head sweep over Indianapolis with a two-game lead, possibly three-game lead already here. Titans -1, 48.5, games in Indy. What do you like and why, if anything?
I didn't play this one, but I think this is Tennessee or pass. Indianapolis obviously got a meaningful win last night, but I thought Carson Wentz is really still showing every sign of he has not matured a ton as a passer. He's not making quite as many backbreaking plays as he was, in seasons past, but he still has a long way to go if he's really going to be able to go toe-to-toe with a high-flying offense like the Tennessee Titans. And really, I think what Tennessee is doing, just overall offensively, has to be recognized. This is a really, really good offense when A.J. Brown is healthy, and A.J. Brown is healthy. So this is a nice spot for them up against an Indianapolis defense that can be exposed, especially through the air. They have a number of injuries in their defensive backfield that matter. And so I think Tennessee is going to be able to dictate this one. Tennessee likely gets into the high 20s here, which puts a pretty serious onus on Indianapolis to come up with touchdowns, not field goals. The kicking game with Indy is already a kind of a mess. In general, they have their backs against the wall in a lot of ways in this spot. So they're the more desperate team, which is a little spooky, obviously. But Tennessee, I think, is the right side in this one. And ultimately, I think you look at them at -700 right now to win the AFC South. That seems pretty reasonable to me, considering that, they've gotten the toughest wins, the toughest games on their schedule. They've already gotten wins. And, that things get pretty soft for these guys down the stretch. And, you know, realistically, I think they can start thinking about, okay, well, how do we fine tune our defense for the playoffs? And, you know, how do we consider, you know, how do we get our best possible playoff seeding available? Because they're going to be playing at home in January, I think.
That makes a lot of sense, Will. So you're on Tennessee or nothing in the game. I think Nick's on Indianapolis. I was kind of like, I don't know if I have a side I like. So it sounds like we're kind of split on that game, as I would imagine a lot of people probably are going to be this week, that AFC South de facto title game, basically, as Nick mentioned. We have a couple minutes left. We haven't yet gotten the chance to ask you about NBA in the last couple times we've had you on the show. So maybe we'll carve out like a minute, 90 seconds here. Give me like a really good sell of something you like in the NBA, like 9 games. There's a ton of injuries going on. We don't know if Brad Beal's going to play. I think we have no idea which Boston Celtics are going to play tonight. So there's a lot of stuff going on. In about a minute, sell me something in the NBA tonight.
Well, I can be a lot more positive about the NBA. The NBA season has gone off to an absolutely outstanding start, making me wonder why I'm even betting the NFL. I played 3 sides that I think are still valuable. One of them, you mentioned Bradley Beal and the Washington Wizards. That's a live team against the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets are not there yet offensively at all. And in general, this is a tough spot for them on a back-to-back, whereas I do think Bradley Beal will play. And I think that, you know, Washington is actually live for the upset here. In general, that Washington roster is completely reformed from last season. They got a bunch of players who have a pulse. So look out for Washington in general, especially when they're a dog like this. I played the Cleveland Cavaliers as a dog as well.
We got about 15 seconds, Will. So if you could fit it in like 50, we got like 15 seconds before we got to roll.
Give me some Cleveland Cavaliers. I like them on the road in Denver, and then I laid it with the T-Wolves at 5.5 against the Pelicans.
I kind of like that Wolves play as well. Ken and I will give our NBA take starting in about 25 minutes here on a magnificent Football Monday. Whale, we appreciate you, brother. Wishing you the best of luck this week at @Whale_Capper on Twitter. We'll talk to you next week here on the show, my friend.
All right, best of luck, guys.
The great Drew Dinsick joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Take a quick break, and on the other side, day one of Lockmas. Santa Barkley here with his takes on college football from this week into the next.